Top rock band per letter. Loudwire Nights, loudwire.com. Did this.
Okay.
And I have their results, but I'm not sharing their results until after we determine our picks.
Yes.
So far, we've made it through six letters. A, we selected by vote AC/DC. Second place was probably Aerosmith. Two was the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't mean there aren't other great bands that start with B, but you're pretty tough overall to beat the Beatles.
Who was the second place? The other bands we mentioned with the Bs?
Oh, Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Bacharach.
No.
Black Sabbath.
That's the credible one.
Yeah. We didn't mention Boston, but I would definitely have them Boston. High on my list Boston. Of B bands.
Sure.
Yeah.
C. This is offensive.
Yeah, we skipped over.
Creedence Clearwater Revival was the obvious winner that should have been.
Mm-mm. You were partially right. You would have just had to stop after Creed.
Yep.
Yeah, we lost on that vote to the Creed people.
The Creed millennials.
the Creedsters.
D was?
Dave
Matthews. Doors.
Yeah. The Doors.
The Doors.
Yeah. A narrow victory over Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yep.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, nope.
Disturbed.
Yeah. Some great D's out there. You know, if you just look hard enough, you can find lots of great D's.
Mm-hmm.
E was the Eagles, a narrow victory over the Evers, Last and Clear.
Yeah. Eurythmics, yeah.
Should have been the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, I mean, definitely right up there. Went with Foreigner, though.
I thought we went Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. I went with Foreigner.
Foo Fighters, Foreigner, Fleetwood Mac, all worthy ones. And then we did G, too, Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
That was who G was. Ahead of Garfunkel and Green Day.
Just Garfunkel.
Just art.
The band Garfunkel.
I think there might be a punk band that was around for a minute called Garfunkel.
There probably is. There sounds probably like it, is. Well, and there was the little duo Garfunkel and Oates.
Comedy duo still around.
And also, it's important to note, we are just doing bands, not individuals, because it got too messy if we start doing individual artists as well. So this is just bands.
I know we said Green Day, but what about Green Jelly from the 90s?
What was their song?
They had one song.
Wasn't that like about puffing and blowing the house down?
Green Jelly.
Fact that you're looking up what may or may not be their name, and you said they have a song, but we don't know
Three Little Pigs.
They were Green Jello, and they had to change their name because of the copyright. So then they were Green Jelly. Yeah.
Pretty classy.
Green Jelly.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Now they're Green Gobbler.
And now that, yeah,
all right,
they I'm going Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, yeah.
Heart.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Love Hootie. But Huey Lewis and the News has more hits.
Hans Zimmer makes some great music.
Hans Zimmer.
That's a rock band,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but that's not, yeah, we were looking for bands, not a dude.
Not a composer.
How many radio hits did Huey Lewis have? I know he had a lot, but
Sports had 5 top 10 hits on it.
Yeah, and then 4 had a bunch. Yeah, he had a.
The 25-year-old immediately go, "Oh yeah, Sports had 5 top 10 hits on it," and no one's going to acknowledge that Tommy is aware of this.
Tommy looks like a guy that would be really into Huey Lewis in the News.
If he was
frozen in time, like in an ice block for the last 40 years.
Huey Lewis in the News is awesome.
Hall & Oates.
See, they've had a lot of hits too. I just never liked Hall & Oates.
Are Hall & Oates rock? Or pop?
They're
rock pop.
I mean, if you're calling the Eagles rock, you can call Hall & Oates rock.
But the Eagles did have some real rock songs, though, like Life's Been Good and stuff. I mean, they were guitar heavy. Not all of them. Like Seven Bridges Road isn't very rocky. But I think bands in general. I don't think
they're Heart.
Rock bands.
I like Huey Lewis.
I love Heart, but I'm going Huey Lewis in the News.
I gotta go Huey Lewis.
I'm
doing Hootie.
Hootie as well.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie ruled the 90s.
I love Hootie, but he only had like 3 hits.
Heart's been huge for like 5 decades.
Yeah, but.
Name one person you know that's gone to a Heart concert or is a Heart
Jimmy
fan.
Pardo.
Yeah. And
you don't know him.
I do. I mean, you know, we're not texting, but he knows me. And you said name one. That's the one. Yeah.
He doesn't know you. You know him.
You don't think he'd know us?
I think he'd recognize the name of the show.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. He would not he wouldn't be like, Greg, how are you? No way.
Yeah, Huey Lewis has had 37 singles. 12 of them were in the top 10.
Wow. How many did Hart have?
Not 12.
So you didn't look is what you're telling me.
No. I'm not trying to defend Hart. I'm trying to defend Huey Lewis in the news.
How many motion pictures have heavily featured the music of Hart?
That's true.
I can name two. I'm sure Barracuda was in a movie, right?
I'm sure it's been in a few.
I can name two that were very Huey heavy.
Huey heavy?
Huey heavy.
Yeah.
Back to the Future?
That's a Huey heavy movie.
Yeah, here. Back to the Future. Yep. American Psycho.
American Psycho. Yeah, that scene.
That's a great scene.
Hart had 9 number one hits.
That's not 12.
And has sold more than 40 million albums all time.
What about Huey?
What about Huey?
Huey's
and his
only
news.
Sold 37 albums.
over 30 million albums.
Sounds like less.
Ooh. But yeah. more hit singles.
Yeah, on the top 40 charts.
Yeah.
We voted Guns N' Roses. They only had like one good song that went to number one.
That is erroneous entirely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not all based on number ones. But Huey Lewis in the news is overall. Much more fun party band.
I agree.
Well, yeah, anytime I'm at a party, we're always like, put on Huey Lewis in the news. Every party throws down when Huey comes on.
So, I mean, how many times has Huey Lewis been on That's What They Call Music?
Yeah.
Every volume has at least one Huey song.
If you had ever seen Huey Lewis in the news live, you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, have you ever seen an accountant sing with soul?
I think they died before I was born.
They're not dead. None of them are dead.
The band is.
I mean, his throat is hurting. He's got a problem with his throat. Last public appearance,
he played the husband in a Reba McEntire video. That's the last time he was interesting.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
He's fantastic. He's a fine man.
So, Huey?
It's Huey Lewis in the news, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Who voted for Huey Lewis?
3-2-1.
Yeah.
No, I'm still voting Huey.
You're both voting now.
Yeah, see?
This sucks. Hootie and Huey Lewis are basically the same band.
No.
What?
You can understand.
No, it's the news and the Blowfish.
Insanity. That's craziness.
Hootie and the News, Huey and the Blowfish.
Because Huey
it's
Lewis.
Just a different world with the same things.
Huey Lewis and the News had 2 number one albums. Hootie only had 1.
Was it Cracked Rear View?
Yeah. And then
definitely
their,
not
their
Fairweather
follow-up,
Johnson.
Fairweather Johnson was. They had 1 song on it.
All right. The letter I.
Okay, this is going to be controversial. I know a lot of people are going to want to say the Indigo Girls, but I'm voting INXS.
Oh, yes, INXS.
Inks.
There's not a lot of great I bands. There's a handful.
Incubus?
But,
yeah,
Incubus. That's what I was going to say.
Ice Nine Kills?
Not more fun than INXS, though.
I love those, them, Tommy, but no.
No, I don't.
Yeah, see,
wait,
Incubus,
X9 Kills starts with an I?
No, Ice.
Ice Nine Kills.
Well, Ice Nine.
You were ready to rip me there, huh?
No, I was just confused. I'm like, I must not know how to spell that.
Well, here's another one. Imagine Dragons.
Oh!
Yeah. I love Imagine Dragons.
You can't go bleh. You just advocated for Huey Lewis on the news.
Yes! An American treasure.
Imagine Dragons was...
Imagine Dragons is like, thunder, 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 thunder. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Oh, you're right. Everybody should look to the lyrical depth and brilliance of It's Hip to Be Square.
Yeah, man, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
As we just determined, it's the party anthem for every party ever.
Uh-huh. Totally, man. You put them on a bill with a B-52s and everyone's going to owe all over the place.
What about Ice House, Iron Maiden, or Insane Clown Posse?
No,
what about Ice-T or Ice Cube?
Nope.
No, we can't
those
do
are
individual
dudes.
People.
Oh.
Those are guys.
Yeah. Iron Butterfly?
Iron Butterfly. He was my accountant.
Wait, what was one of those other Iron Maiden?
Iron Maiden has it for me. Yeah.
I mean,
Iron Maiden.
Like,
okay.
Iron Maiden is one of those bands, though, that, like, everyone acts like they like, but I don't know anyone who owns an album.
I know Run to the Hills, and that's about it.
I don't either, but I know that stadiums that hold 100,000 people in Brazil still turn out to see Iron Maiden.
Yeah, well, they're probably number one in Brazil.
And here.
But, like, Iron Maiden, I always, like, I mean, at the risk of knocking Iron Maiden, I always associate Iron Maiden with the kids in my high school that wore jean jackets, that always had a band embroidered on the back of the jean jacket and reeked of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Those were the cool kids.
Those are still people that liked bands.
Yeah, the Burnouts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, it's no Huey Lewis fan.
Yeah, no. You planted your flag in such a dumb one. Any of your arguments are defeated by your own words now. Do you know a lot of kids that, like, who was listening to Hootie and the Blowfish? Kids who collected accordions and wanted to look at goldfish ponds.
No way. Every person in college was listening to Hootie and the Blowfish.
They were not. That was old news by the time we were in college. They're an 80s band. I know you're older than me, and you started earlier.
You said Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm sorry, Huey and the News.
Huey and the Blowfish.
Okay, well, you got to stick to the right band, then, if you're going to make your argument.
I told you they're the same band in my eyes.
Huey Lewis
and the
News.
Which one's the white one? That's the one you picked.
Yeah, I mean, kind of both, really, still, though. I mean,
yeah, I looked up a picture of them, and boy, do they look like they're rock and roll.
Hey, you guys get our sweaters?
Hey, let's sing a song that'll make the gals drop their pants. This party's partying.
It's safe, though. Their dads won't be mad.
You have no idea how
they're all 15.
Were.
I do. I was alive. Then just not as good. Incubus or Iron Maiden?
Iron Maiden.
I said in excess.
Incubus.
Does anyone want to vote for Hot Wings Band?
Nope.
No.
No. Because Hot Wings has lost the room.
All right. Well, I'm voting Iron Maiden now. I'm not taking Incubus.
I'm going Incubus.
I loved Incubus. Loved Incubus.
Incubus has it.
What?
Steve,
who did you vote for?
INXS.
Iron Maiden.
That's 3-3.
No, Howings had INXS.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
so
still with INXS. I'm still hanging on.
Numbers are hard.
Oh.
This is tough.
Iron Maiden had the best album covers. Ah.
Well, they did have great album covers. I'll give
That's
you that.
That's not what we're doing.
And they have the, you know,
different things.
They have the coolest lead singer who can fly his own jet.
Incubus was great at motocross. Who cares? What's Jay?
Judas Priest?
Journey.
Airplane. White Rabbit is one of the coolest songs of all time.
It is, but that band has morphed and they've made some of the worst songs too.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jefferson Starship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Jet, one of the Jeffersons.
Definitely Journey.
I like Jet.
Jet's a great band.
They're great.
But, I mean, Journey had like not two hits.
Yeah.
Journey had a video game by Atari.
Yeah.
At their peak.
Because
they were so huge. And that was a massive seller.
Yeah.
You had to avoid the groupies and the stage barricades.
Pretty sure I wasn't born when Atari was a thing.
Oh, okay. So it didn't exist.
Not to
me. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't exist.
So then the Beatles aren't the B for you. Did you vote for the Beatles?
No. Remember, I voted for Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Trying to logic my way out of a bag that logic was not involved in. What about the Jimi Hendrix Experience? Does that count as a band?
It does. That was the name of his band.
Kind of. But
if that counts, it's him.
If the Dave Matthews Band counts, then
The
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
That one's
counts.
Easy, right?
Then.
I mean, if we're going with that, well,
it's either him or Jangle Pop.
I'd still go Journey.
Journey, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Journey. Oh, Janis Joplin.
She's an artist.
Oh yeah, Jackson 5.
Mm.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Jackal.
Jackson 5 was pop.
Jackal. Come on.
Yeah.
Around here
Huey
when
Lewis was pop.
I hate Huey Lewis. Don't yell at me about that. They suck.
I mean, if the Jackson 5 had more hits, but I would still take Journey.
Yeah, everybody's really down on the Jackson 5 and their success.
They flopped so bad.
Yeah. Journey.
What other song, other than Don't Stop Believing, can you name off the top of your head?
Love and Touch and Squeezing, Faithfully.
Never heard of it.
Lights is Journey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the lights go down in the city.
That's elevator music.
Yeah, it's so good. It's played all the time.
Yeah.
In every elevator.
And a Kroger.
All right.
Yeah.
Journey or Jimi Hendrix Experience?
Jimi
Hendrix for me, for sure.
Journey.
Maitland?
I'm Team Journey.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I love Jimi Hendrix, but nobody knows anyone else in the experience. It's just Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. Who can you name from Journey?
If somebody's on the radio and they're announcing a song, no one says, coming up, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Everyone says, Jimi Hendrix. This is Jimi Hendrix.
But who can you name from Journey?
Yeah. Neil Sean.
Do people refer
anybody
to it
else?
Steve Perry, obviously.
He's not in the band. He hates them, just like we do.
Yeah, but he was in the band with the bands that we're voting for.
All right, that was a tie, I guess. This is stupid. They had the Jimi Hendrix Experience on their list. K is what we'll do next.
Oh,
no, we're going to stop this for a moment again.
Yep.
We'll come back next hour, maybe.
Okay. We're up to K.
If not the final hour.
We only made it through like four.
We made it through H, I, and J this time around.
We're going to get it. We're going to get to the end of this. Okay. By the end of the week, we'll not so, gotten you know, to it.
The middle letters are not so cut and dried.
Yeah. They're going to do a documentary about the difficulty of this. Just like the abbreviation of the states.
Yeah.
That documentary, what a thrill ride.